ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस Canto 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 20, Text Number 45 and 46. So, 45 I will read the sloka and 46 we all will read together. Aslishya samasitoshnam prasunavanamarutam janastapam jahur gopyo na krishna hrita chetasaha. Translation, word-to-word translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Except for the gopis whose hearts have been stolen by Krishna, the people could forget their suffering by embracing the wind coming from the flower-filled forest. This wind was neither hot nor cold. Text number 46. You can repeat after me. Gavo mruga khaga naryaha. Pushpanya sharada bhavam. Anyamana swavrishe faleri shakriya iva gavo murga kaga narya. Pushpinya sharada bhavan anviyamana swavrishe faleri shakriya iva. Word to word meaning. Gava, the cows. Mruga, the female deer. Kaga, the female birds. Narya, the woman. Pushpinya, in their fertile periods. Sharada, because of atom. Abhavam became Anivyamana.
Anivyamana.
Followed.
Followed.
Swavrishai.
By
their respective means.
Phalai.
By good results.
Ishakriya.
Activities performed in service to the Supreme Lord. Iva.
As.
Translation. By the influence of the autumn season, all the cows, doe, women and female birds became fertile and were followed by their respective mates in search of sexual enjoyment. Just as activities performed for the service of the Supreme Lord are automatically followed by all beneficial results. You all can repeat after me. By the influence of the atom season,
all the cows,
doe,
women,
and female birds
became fertile
and were followed by their respective mates
in search of sexual enjoyment.
Just as the activities performed for the service of the Supreme Lord are automatically followed by all beneficial results. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments, on the arrival of the autumn season, all the cows, deer, birds and females in general become pregnant, because in that season, generally all the husbands become impelled by sex desire. This is exactly like the transcendentalists who, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, are bestowed with the benediction of their destinations in life. Srila Rupa Goswami has instructed in his Upadeshamrita that one should perform devotional service with great enthusiasm, patience and conviction, and should follow the rules and regulations, keep oneself clean from material contamination and stay in the association of devotees. By following these principles, one is sure to achieve the results, the desired result of devotional service. For he who patiently follows the regulative principles of devotional service, the time will come when he will achieve the result, as the wives reap results by becoming pregnant. Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitanscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaiti Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. I pray at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas who are present here to bless me so that I can speak what Prabhupada wanted to convey. Hare Krishna. So today we have very interesting sloka here. In this chapter, the rainy season and atom, each sloka, in the each text, the comparison is made how a person can progress in the devotional activities. So, while explaining the whole environment, very pleasant environment which is there in the atom season in Vrindavan, a very nice explanation and comparison of the devotional activity and how it can be progressed is also explained. This is the beauty of this chapter. Here, the environmental conditions of the atom is making all the living entities to have their children. So, the atmosphere in Vrindavan is so conducive that all the cows, women, doves, the deer, all female birds, all they are ready for the mating season and they want to have their children and show their affection towards their children. They all are waiting. Prabhupada explains here very, very, very nicely that in order to improve our devotional service, we should also have the atmosphere as explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsahan nischaya dairya tatat karma pravartanat sangatyaga tato vritte shadbir bhakti prasidhyate. These are the six things which make the person to progress in the devotional life. So if we have an atmosphere, Prabhupada writes, if we have such a mentality that we will follow the rules and regulations which are kept here, one is sure to achieve the desired result. So our Goswamis have shown us the path of getting liberated from this Dukkhalayam. This earth, this material world is called Dukkhalayam. There is nobody who is happy. So having come to this Dukkhalayam, how we can come out of it and achieve a blissful, eternal life? Everyone is struggling to achieve the happy life, to get the happiness, but it is like searching in the medical shop for a motorbike. When you go to a medical shop and if a person asks, can you kindly get me a motorbike, Bajaj, 150cc, then he says, this is medical shop, you have come to a wrong place, you kindly go to that showroom. So here in the on this earth, the so-called happiness is not there. Whatever happiness we see is only the reflection of the actual happiness. So all the attempts, all the efforts to get the happiness will be futile, will never be successful, because it is only the reflection. The actual happiness exists only with Krishna. And when somebody is actually connected with Krishna, when somebody is in total connection with Krishna, then he can derive the happiness. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, that pleasure, that blissfulness is full in Krishna. And that pleasure we are searching in this material world, everywhere, thinking that money can buy the happiness, which is not true. It is like searching again in a wrong place for a wrong thing. So that is not possible. So to achieve that, we require some sort of environmental conditions. So those conditions, just like the atom conditions which are promoting the love between the male and female and making them to have their children, in the same manner, for our spiritual progress, for our spiritual growth, we should also have the sort of atmosphere. So, Prabhupada has quoted this Nectar of Instruction, Sloka number 3. The utsaha, the enthusiasm, one should be enthusiastic to gain knowledge and work for Krishna. Working for Krishna. All the devotional activities only meant for satisfying Krishna. When somebody is doing arati, it is meant for satisfying Krishna. If somebody is serving for the Vaishnavas, it is meant for satisfying Krishna. If somebody is putting nice tilak and nicely getting dressed and coming to temple or going for the Sankirtana, it is for satisfying Krishna. So when that sort of feeling comes, then we are in Krishna consciousness. If we feel that by my japa, I am getting name and fame. Oh, this fellow called Sureshwar Das, oh, he does such a nice japa. Ah, yes, everyone should talk about me. For that purpose, if I am doing the japa in front of everybody, closing the eyes and showing up, I mean, you are not actually in connection with Krishna. It is a mixed sort of bhakti with other modes, the mode of passion and mode of ignorance. So the devotional activity, actually, if we see, many times it may not be performed in the pure devotional goodness, A person who gives Bhagavatam Saptaha, 7 days Bhagavatam, his main, most of the people we see outside world, most of the people, their intention is to get some money, get the name, get the enjoyment, benefits, have a nice life. So, that is not a devotional activity in goodness. Kapil Dev, who is actually the incarnation of Krishna, explains his mother, Devahuti, about different aspects of bhakti. In chapter number 29 of Canto 3, he explains in detail about the bhakti yoga. The whole chapter 29 of Canto 3 is bhakti yoga. In that, he very nicely explains about the categories of different devotional activities. If we analyze and compare with our own behavior very honestly, we will come to know the loopholes, the drawbacks, the deficiencies. And if we try to plug them, if we understand that we are having a disease, then we can go to a doctor. If we always think that we are healthy, and if a person is having some disease, then he will never notice until a major a thing happens. So first we should identify our disease and then go to the correct doctor for getting the treatment. In the same manner, in our bhakti, in our devotional activity, if we find our deficiency which is there existing as a disease, and if we try to take actions for removal of the deficiencies, then we can definitely progress. So for understanding that purpose, Kapil Dev explains very clearly the three types of devotional activity which people perform in the three modes. 329.8 Kapil Dev explains, Abhisandhaya yohimsam dambham matsaryamevava samrambi binnadigbhavam maikrut maikuryat satamasaha. The devotional activities performed with enviousness, proud, violent, angry. Whoever performs devotional activity in these qualities, he is performing such devotional activity in the mode of ignorance, tamoguna, tamasaha. So Prabhupada, while explaining in the purport, says that when you identify a Vaishnava, a devotee, a so-called devotee, having these qualities and performing the devotional activities, then he advises that you should try to keep away from him. 329.8, this is the tamoguna, this is the mode of ignorance. The person who is doing the devotional activities in the mode of such an ignorance, one should try to keep away from that. If he is senior or equal, then he should go and tell him, these are your deficiencies, please. Why are you so angry while serving? For what purpose you are serving? You are serving for Krishna. For what purpose you are making the garland? You are making the garland to please Krishna. Please understand this. And the way the activities you are performing, those things are coming in the form of your output, your product output, whatever you are doing. So if you are making the garland with anger, some flowers are actually getting damaged. Please understand this. So we try to educate, we try to tell them if it is possible. Otherwise, better, Prabhupada gives the piece of caution that we should keep ourselves away from those. We should not associate with them. Then 329.9, it is explained by Kapil Dev to Devahuti. Vishayana visandhaya yasha aishwaryamevava archadavacha yodyomam prudak bhavasarajasaha. The rajoguna, the devotional activity carried out in the mode of passion. The activity is conducted with a motive of material enjoyment, fame, getting some opulence. These devotional activities are performed in the mode of passion. So, as I explained earlier, the person who wants to enjoy, okay, when I do perform the katha, so I get the respect. Everyone praises me. Everyone should praise me. And I should listen to their praises. I should listen how much glorification they do for me. And I must get money. And that money is meant for my car, for getting my big car, my big house, for my devotees, for my disciples, for feeding them nicely. Okay. If it is my everywhere, and it is for enjoyment, material enjoyment, Kapil Dev says this devotional activity is performed in the mode of passion. and that is of not much use. Then Kapildev explains the next sattvika, the mode of goodness, the devotional activity in the mode of goodness, 329.10. Karma nirvahara muddhishya parasmin vata darpanam yad yaje dhyastavyamiti vaprutak bhavasa sattvikaha. Offering the results to free himself from the fruity activities to the Supreme Lord. All the activities whichever is performed, he thinks the result is totally offered to Krishna. I don't want any result, because if I am expecting some result, they lead to bandhana, the bondage. That is the very reason, because of the bondage which we are creating, we are in this material world. To come out of the material bondage, we have to offer all the results to Krishna. So the devotional activity, when we are performing, when we are totally offering them to Krishna, then it becomes the devotional activity in Satoguna, the mode of goodness. So Prabhupada recommends that we should come to this stage as early as possible and perform the devotional activities, offering everything, everything only meant for Krishna. If you are cooking a very nice bhoga, it is meant for Krishna. Even though you are alone or you are having one or two people and you are preparing practically for them, but it is meant for Krishna. Krishna is advising you to prepare the food and it is meant for Krishna. Krishna, kindly take this. You have given this. You have given the opportunity to me to serve you. Oh Krishna, kindly take. Then afterwards, we take it as prasadam. If we don't offer the activities to Krishna, then slowly the sense gratification element comes into our mind. If I don't offer all the activities, each and every activity performed, then slowly my mind thinks that I should get it. I should claim it. It is my right. Why somebody is encroaching? When I newly joined in that Krishna conscious movement and while doing the service for number of people, so I was thinking, my right is always to serve the rice. So when somebody is serving the rice, I go and fight. Why he is serving? No, I should serve. Then the incharge says, no, you kindly serve this dal. No, I have been serving for the past 3 months, all Sundays, 15 Sundays I have been serving. I should serve only this. Then he looked at me, I could understand. This fellow is neophyte or the third grade. Then at that time I really did not understand what I was doing. I was thinking it is my prestige to serve the rice, okay. But hankering after that only is showing my level, that I am just at the ignorance level. So if we try to get some sort of name and fame in the activities what we are doing, then it is mixed. Prabhupada in 329.9 very clearly explains, because the three modes of devotional service has already been explained. Now Prabhupada concludes that there are 81 different types of devotional activities. So how 81? Prabhupada nicely gives the analytical way to come to this figure of 81. So three gunas, the three modes, ignorance, passion and the goodness, three are there. And we have Navaveda Bhakti, the nine types of devotional activities which we can perform. Smaranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, etc. So nine are there and three modes are there. So each activity like Sravanam can be performed in the mode of ignorance or in the mode of passion or in the mode of goodness. So each category, 3. So 9 into 3, 27 different types. So Prabhupada further gives the analysis that as explained by the Kapil Dev, there are 3 different modes of devotional activity. So 27 types of devotional services are there, or devotional activities, and in that 3 or further. So 27 into 3, 81. 81 different types of devotional activities are there. In that, the topmost is in the Satoguna. In the 9 activities, any one, even if you take, you can be successful. So coming to the level of Satoguna, the mode of goodness, we have to repeatedly, always, continuously analyze ourselves. What are the activities I am performing? What are the devotional activities I have performed? Are they in the mode of goodness, or they are in the mode of passion, or it is in the ignorance? If that is so, what I have to do to come out so that I become a pure devotee, so that I can perform the activities in pure devotional goodness? So for that, we have to adhere to the principle of sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, and then following the orders given by our guru. If Guru Maharaj has given an order, we have to strictly follow. We should not question, why Guru Maharaj is giving this order? I mean, I am such a senior, or I am such a junior, and how can I perform such a senior activity? No. Whatever Guru Maharaj had given the orders, we have to perform. And report back to him and tell him if you have some problems, and get the guidance, and this process should be continuously done. If Guru Maharaj is unable to contact, then the senior devotees are there. We should always take the advice. That is what actually the 6 basic principles of Tato Vritti, following the footsteps of senior acharyas or our seniors. So from that only we will come to a higher stage. We have a very beautiful story in Canto 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 2. Prushadra was one of the 10 sons of Manu, and their guru is Vasishtha. So Vasishtha Muni, while giving the training, allots the duties to all the Rajakumaras, the sons of the king, so that they learn the activities and they become perfect in each activity. So Prishadra was allotted the duty of giving protection to the cows in the night. So in the night he should do the watchman activity, take care of the cows and protect them from the wild animals attacking them. So this is the activity. Every day, very sincerely, he takes his lamp and his dagger, his sword, so that if some wild animal comes, he can attack, we can kill them or push them out. And every day he was performing very nicely, all cows were very nicely protected. One day, in the night, it was raining heavily and it was all totally dark. He could see all cows were shouting very loudly. They were so much disturbed, running here and there. And he could understand, so much of disturbance is there means some wild animal had come. And he could hear a particular shout by the cow. He could understand that one cow has been attacked. Now he was searching. He took out his dagger. He took out his sword. And he was searching, oh, the sound is coming from this, totally dark, and this lamp is of no use, it's such a big rain. So he goes in search of that sound. Oh, this side sound is coming. He yells, oh my God, my cow has been attacked. He was unable to say anything. Cow is shouting. And he could see the blood. Ah, yes. And after a few minutes, all sounds have become calm. Everything was calm. And he said, okay, now I have either killed or hurt the wild animal. So he goes back and performs his morning rituals, and the sun has just come. Then he goes back to see what actually has happened. Then, to his utter surprise, he could see the cow dead. Cow dead. And he could see that it is dead because of his sword. And he also found an ear of a tiger, and he could see the blood marks of the animal, the tiger, moving away. He could understand. Instead of killing the tiger, I have killed the cow. Oh my God. Now I have no escape from the great, great, great danger. So he goes to his Guru Maharaj, Vasishtha, and tells him, Guru Maharaj, this is what has happened. It was all dark. And the sound was coming from there. Then I don't know what to do. With great angry, I just chopped off. Just come to catch my cow. Maharaj, hey Gurudev, I have committed the biggest sin of killing the cow. Vasishtha Muni immediately gets anger. You have been put there for protection of the cows or for killing the cows? You are a Kshatriya. You should have used your sense and you should have taken the action. You should have attacked accordingly. You are not eligible to remain a Shudra. In the next life, you will become a Shudra, the lowest category of the human society. Prashadra says, Maharaj, oh Gurudev, kindly excuse me. He says, there is no question of excuse. You have killed a cow. Now, Prashadra, having done this activity, having so much of repenting feeling in his heart, he was repeatedly getting the curse of his guru. In the next life, you are going to become a Shudra. In the next life, now he could catch the word. In the next life, he said, now immediately he thought, in the next life only. He didn't say you become a Shudra now itself. So if I have the next life, then I will become a Shudra. If I don't have the next life, then there is no question of becoming a Shudra. Oh, I got the point. That's all. He leaves the kingdom. He leaves everything. And he behaves just like a person who is dumb, who is blind, who is just without any brain. Whatever he gets, he eats. Whatever place he finds, he sleeps. And in his mind, always remembering Krishna. Always performing the devotional activities in the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. He was behaving as if he was a mad person. Then, when he came to a forest, there was a huge forest fire, and he enters and he reaches the abode of Krishna without getting the next life. So the whole explanation is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 2, explaining how he himself created the atmosphere of going back to Godhead by understanding the basic concept that this life is meant for achieving the goal of coming out of birth and death cycle. This Prashadra was very clearly able to understand and immediately took the action without any postponement, even by a second. Similarly, we have one more very short story, 9-15, Canto 9, Chapter 2, text number 15. This is the whole story of the last son of Manu, whose name is Kavi.
Kavi Kaniyam Vishayesha Nispruho Visrujya Rajyam Sahabandhu Bhirvanam Niveshya Chitte Purusham Swarochisham Vivesha Kaisho Ravayoparamgata.
9-15. Here the Manu's son Kavi, even before he entered the youth age, he could understand that these material pleasures of enjoyment is of no use. The human life is meant for achieving Krishna. So even though he was the Rajkumara, the son of the very strong king, he left everything at a small age. And Saha Bandhu Birvanam, he didn't go alone. He, along with his friends who are of the same mentality, who could understand that this life is meant for going back to Godhead. So, along with them, he goes to the forest. And then he totally filled his mind with the devotional activities for Krishna, and he gets param gataha. He gets the total liberty from this material world and goes back to Godhead. So, as we see, we have to be in that atmosphere of going back to the Godhead, rejecting the material enjoyment. For that, we should always have the association of the devotees and always come to the temple. Spend as much time as possible in the ISKCON temples when you go back to your places and have the total association and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are sure to achieve our goal, as Prabhupada has assured. So, in this text today, the environment in the autumn season in Vrindavan is conducive for all the male, female to have the exchange of love and have their children. In the same manner, the atmosphere which we create ourselves for our development of material rejection and spiritual advancement, then we can surely achieve the result. Otherwise not. If we don't create those atmosphere, then we cannot achieve. This is implied meaning. So I thought I should share this. Thank you very much. So if you have questions, then we will take. Yes, yeah, the mic is there. You can speak in the mic.
I want to know what is the meaning of Yadav? What is the meaning of Yadav?
Yadav?
Yes. What is the meaning of Yadav?
So anyhow, the meaning of Yadav, everyone knows. The Yadukula, the people who are born in the Yadu dynasty. Yadu dynasty.
Yeah. What is the meaning of Yadav?
That's all. Whoever is born in the Yadu dynasty or the Yadavas.
Okay. So means if anyone is Yadav, then what is the meaning of that?
That's all. That is I mean, how it is related to our discussion here? I want to know, because we discuss as per that.
Because I have a little bit curious.
Yeah, you can explain your total doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Lord Supreme is consulting me that you are a Yadav, so you are related to the Krishna family. So, but I said no, I have a Krishna family, but my caste is Yadav only. So that's why I want to clarify this.
Actually, all living entities, every living entity, not only every human being, each and every living entity is related to Krishna.
Yes, absolutely.
Krishna is the master and we are the servant.
Yes.
This is the basic relationship. Later on, whether those relationships, that is only for the namesake. Otherwise, the basic relationship is Krishna is the supreme master and all the living entities, they are the servants.
Oh, the one thing I want to know, did you know Allah and Udal? Did you know about them?
What is
it? Allah and Udal. Allah Khan, did you read Allah Khan?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu. We'll hear other questions, then we come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
One question also.
Yes.
Did the Yadu, Maharaja Yadu, is the Vanshad of Lord Krishna?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. We have so many forums, you can send the questions. You can answer. Thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Yes.
Guruji, as you mentioned, from matter of instruction, you know, you have to maintain enthusiasm. So, how to maintain that enthusiasm in this material world and keep our devotions?
Very nice, very, very, very good question you ask. Many times this utsaha, the enthusiasm slowly wipes out because we lose the contact with the senior or devotees of Krishna. If we lose the contact, if we lose the association, if we are not associating, then we think, oh, I have learned how to do japa, I am doing 16 rounds, oh, why going to the temple or why spending so much, why discussing? Slowly, we come out. So that utsaha will also come down. The enthusiasm to perform the devotional activity comes down. If we keep continuous contact with the devotees, that is association. So when you are taking the association, when you are giving the association, if you perform both of them, definitely the utsaha, the enthusiasm will never come down. Because you will be guiding. When you are guiding, you come across so many other issues. When you are taking the guidance from the seniors, you come to know so many things. So much of improvement is to be done for achieving the pure devotional activity. We should know ourselves very clearly that we have so many diseases which are attacked, which I am having, either envious or the anger or the enjoying some material benefits even while carrying out the devotional activity. We should identify and immediately go to seniors and explain them, unfortunately I have this problem, kindly help me. Go to Krishna, go to Radharani, repeatedly pray, hey Radhe, I am having this disease, kindly show me the way how I can come out, kindly give me the association of that senior who will guide me. Radharani will immediately take you. This is a practical thing which we have found in Vrindavan. We see so many people. They are so much of dedicated. They work without any sort of selfishness and they are progressing. The moment you identify such people, you should try to have as much association as possible. Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class. So I think you explained very nicely how the autumn season is equivalent to having good Vaishnava Sangha. And the female is becoming pregnant or getting the fruits is like the devotees getting results, benedictions. So my question, and then you also explained that even if you are trying to do devotional service, we can do it mixed mode, giving reference of Kapil Dev.
Yes.
So my question is, Can you please give some example of devotees who performed or who have started like devotional service in mode of ignorance and then they perfected? And some devotees who started in mode of passion and then they perfected.
How many you want? Thousands? Prabhupada had gone to America. They people were drinking. They were at that level, hippies, drinking and taking all kinds of this thing, and each one has become perfect. Thousands of people. You just go through Prabhupada Leelamrita or any book on Prabhupada. Can you buy the books and go through? Or simply write in the Google, Prabhupada disciples from West or from anywhere in the world, even India or anywhere. But it has started from there, where they were not knowing something like vegetarianism. They were all brought up with eating meat, and such people, thousands of them, they have changed. So you have come to Vrindavan, stay for some more time, meet all senior Vaishnavas, discuss with them, you will come to know many, 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 many things. So that way you can direction. Any other questions? I think we...
I understood that 9 into 3, 27. That 27 into 3, what is that 3?
Yeah. So first, 9, the Navavidas bhakti. In each bhakti, again it is performed in 3 categories. 9 into 3, 27. A person who is doing smarana in ignorance or smarana. So 3. Now, 3 categories which Kapil Deva has explained. That is also in 3 modes only. But Kapil Deva has explained 3 specific categories for the devotional activity. Devotional activity in ignorance, passion and the goodness. So again, these are the activities which are performed. Devotional activities as given by the Kapil Deva, the categorization, when they are multiplied, 27 into 3, it is becoming 81. 3, 29, 10. The whole purport, about 1.5 pages, calculations are given. It is from there. You can calculate. Any other question? I think we... Yeah. You can give the microphone, please. Acha, you want to ask? Sir.
Hi, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Prabhu explained that the emotional activity done in the mode of goodness is total surrender of Krishna and for the pleasure of Krishna only. So, but you know, being a prastha, the practical thing we face is like we start with emotional activity for the pleasure of Krishna, but then steadily and slowly we get the reservations, like we should get the comfort also.
Yeah.
We are doing the devotional service. But side by side, we expect some comforts also in that service, and we have some reservations for the investments.
That is how Maya catches you. I think yesterday or I was hearing one thin man in the train. Prabhupada was sitting. Prabhupada is giving the example how the train compartment is full of people, and you see a thin man. Then he smiles at you. Then you say, okay, you come and sit. Then he slowly brings his small son, keeps the son on his lap. And he calls, oh, you also come, Lali, the second daughter also. Then slowly he calls his wife, who is very fat. Yes, we can. Then you have to get up and give the space. This way, Maya actually slowly comes with little bit, pinch, and occupies your whole heart and slowly pushes out the devotional activity. We have to be extremely careful and analyze ourselves that yes, I am having this disease. Immediately take association of Guru, Vaishnavas, read the books and try to rectify. This is the process which we have to continuously do ourselves so that we make progress. If we don't analyze ourselves, then progress will not be there. Honestly, we should know that I am having the disease, and that disease requires attention, immediate treatment. For that I should consult the correct doctor, the correct Vaishnavas.